Mesechta Saita Daf Yud Gimel, three lines in the bottom of Daf Yud Beis and Beis, and the Gemara begins by dashing a pasuk in Pash B'Shalach B'Negei the Shira, as it says over there, V'Tikach Mirin and Via Chayis Arin as a type Yoda V'Teitzena Kol Noshem Achreya B'Sufu V'Mcholais. And our Gemara points out Achayis Arin V'Lo Achayis Moshe. Why does it say that Miriam was the sister of Aaron if she was also the sister of Moshe? So Amram Rav V'Amrid Lo, and some say it was Amram Nachman Amrav Melam Shoyis Mislabo K'Shiya Chayis Arin, that even when she was only the sister of Aaron and Moshe was not yet born, she already said in Nevuah, and we continue on after Gimel Amud Aleph Emeris, and she said, "Asida imi shetela ben shemeshi Yisrael," that my mother will give birth to a child who will be the savior of Klal Yisrael, and ultimately, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was born from Yocheved. And the Gemara continues, "V'kivin shenel Moshe nismali kol abayis kula ar," and once Moshe was born, the entire house was filled with light, and as we stated, this was the light of Sheshet Yemei Bereishis. And seeing this, Amar Avia, her father Amram, got up and kissed her on her head. Amalani said, "Biti niskay menu vasech, I see that your nevuah will have a kiyum." The Ben Yoyada points out that really the Gemara should say, not niskay menu vasech, but I see nisamitz menu vasech, that your nevuah was coming to fruition, but the Maisa would take another 80 years until actually he would be the Mashiach Yisrael, and he would take Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And Ayin and Ben Yoyada, as well as in other Mefarshim, who explained this point. And the Gemara continues, "V'kim shetilu liyar," and 3 months later, when Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown into the sea, Amar Avia utfacha Risha, and her father got up and hit her on the head. Amar Lo, and he said to her, "Biti heich nevuasich, where is your nevuah?" Behind the chsiv, and that's why the pasuk states, "But the tzatzav achayis mirochik l'deya maya aseloi l'de maya he b'seif nevuasah." And one of the reasons why Miriam went to see what will happen to Moshe was to see what will be the end of her nevuah and if her nevuah will actually have a kiyum. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Daf Tesam Beis when it spoke about l'inyan hatava, the concept of midu k'negem Mida, and it brought an example of Miriam, and then it brought an example about Yosef who buried his father. And the Mishnah stated, Yosef zachal likba asaviv, that Yosef was zaycha to bury his father, ve'im ba'achul gadol menu, and there was no one greater than Yosef, and therefore he had the schus, mida k'nega mida, that Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest in Klal Yisrael, was metapa with Atzmis Yosef when they went out of Mitzrayim. And the Gemara begins and discusses the kfur of Yaakov Avinu, and the Gemara asks, Maishna me'ikar d'chsiv, why is it that in Perek Nun, Pasuk Zayin, and Pasuk Vayechi, when Yosef and his brothers and the Mitzrim were going to bury Yaakov Avinu in Eretz Canaan, the pasuk states, "Vayal Yosef likba esaviv," that Yosef went up from Eretz Mitzrayim to Eretz Canaan in order to bury his father, and "Vayalu ita kolav de paris ziknei besoy v'chol ziknei Eretz Mitzrayim," and then the avodim and the ziknei Eretz Mitzrayim went after Yosef v'hoda, and only afterwards in pasuk ches does the pasuk continue and state, "V'chol beis Yosef v'echov u'beis aviv." Not only did Yosef and the avdei paris and the ziknei Eretz Mitzrayim go up with Yosef, but even his brothers went up with Yosef, on the way to bury Yaakov, it was Yosef, then the Mitzrim, and then his brothers. Why is it when Yosef was coming back to Eretz Mitzrayim, does the pasuk state, "Vayoshev Yosef Mitzrayim," Yosef was returning to Mitzrayim, who ve'echav, he and his brothers, v'hoder, and afterwards it states, v'chola oilum itay likba esaviv, and everyone else that went up with him to bury his father, including all the Mitzrim, and therefore the order is Yosef, his brothers, and then the Mitzrim. So why did we change the order? And the Gemara answers, "Amar Rabbi Yechon, b'tchila ad shlo yiro b'chfeidin shel Yisrael." Originally, when the Mitzvah were going with Yosef, and they didn't yet see the kavod that everyone in the world gave to Klal Yisrael, le'inoga ben kavod, therefore they didn't give them honor, and therefore they went ahead of the Shvatim. Olo b'seif shel yiro b'chfeidin, but at the end result, when they saw how much kavod Klal Yisrael received when they were in Eretz Yisrael, noga ben kavod, therefore they gave them kavod and they let them go first. And the Gemara continues, "How do we see that they actually received kavod?" The chsiv, as the pasuk states, by that this funeral procession for Yaakov Avinu reached a place called Goyin Otad, which literally means the threshing floor of the thorns. And the Gemara asks, is there a concept of having a threshing floor for thorns? Of course, thorns are not something that you would actually thresh or harvest. And the Gemara explains, Amar Avos, or Avos states, Pasuk is coming to teach us that the Malachim put all the crowns around the Aron of Yaakov as protection. It's like when someone wants to protect their threshing floor, they surround it by thorn bushes, and this way no one could go into the Goyin. And the Gemara explains the story behind the statement, Shabo Sham B'nei Esau B'nei Yishmael B'nei Keturah, when everyone heard that Yaakov Avinu was being brought up to Eretz Yisrael to be buried, so the children of Esau and Yishmael and the children of Keturah all came out towards his possession. And the Gemara says, Tana, we learned in the Braisa that the reason why they actually came is Kulam Chamabo, they were really coming to wage war. But Kivin Shiro, Kisr Shal Yosef, that once they saw the crown of Yosef, Talib Barayin Shal Yaakov, that was sitting atop the Aron of Yaakov, Nadlu Kul and Kisraim, they all took their crowns, Vitalim Barin Shal Yaakov, and they also set them on the Aron of Yaakov. And Tana, we learned in the Brisa, Shleisha Vishisha Ksarim, Nitlu Barin Shal Yaakov, that there was a total of 36 crowns that were placed on the coffin of Yaakov Vinu. And Rashi and Diba Maskel, Shleisha Vishisha Ksarim, makes a cheshbin that there were 12 Ksarim of the Nesim of Yishmael, there were 23 crowns of the Alufim of Esav, and Rashi goes through that even though the Pasuk talks about 25 different Alufim of Esav, however, Rashi explains that two of them are actually repeated and are really the same person, and therefore, we really find 35 Ksarim between Yishmael and Esav, and the 36th crown was the crown of Yosef. The Tosfos Shams points out, L'chaira, if this is the count of the crowns, so why did the Gemara mention that there were B'nai Keturah over there if they didn't add anything to the significance of the story and to the total number of crowns that were placed on the Aron of Yaakov? Because of this question, the Tosfos Shatz learns the Gemara differently than Rashi, Ayin Sham. And the Ben Yehuda points out that how is it Rabbi Yechon stated, Ad Shlo Ro Bechvedin Shel Yisrael, Lo Yinogu Ben Kovid, Lo B'Sof Shlo Ro Bechvedon, Nogu Ben Kovid, if L'chaira, the Kovid that was given to Yaakov Avinu was not because of the rest of Klai Yisrael, and it was only based on the fact that they saw the crown of Yosef on top of the Aron of Yaakov, and therefore it is a Kovid for Yosef, and not the Kovid of the rest of Klai Yisrael, and why would it be that they changed their position in the procession when they were going back to Mitzrayim, Ayin Shom. Gemara continues to dash in the Pasuk in Pashas Vayechi, Benigei the crew of Yaakov Avinu, and it continues to discuss Pasuk Yud, which states, Vayavoyu Ad Goryon Otad, Hashem Be'iva Yadin, Vayisbidu Shom, Mispei Godol, Vekovim Oid, Vayasla Ovin Ve'ivel Shivas Yomim. And the Gemara teaches us, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Afilu Susan, Vafilu Chamerim, even the horses and the donkeys weren't Avelis over Yaakov Avinu. And the Mepharshim were all bothered, how could it be that Susan and Chamerim would be in Avelis? So there are multiple Terutzim. Mashar states that they dressed and they draped the animals in black, as we find nowadays, that is the minute to do when a government official dies and they have a funeral. And the Meshech Chachma states that since the hunger came back after Yaakov died, therefore the Susim and Chamerim also felt the loss of Yaakov since they didn't have any food. The Ben Yehuda gives the Teretz that he didn't feed the Susim and Chamerim in order that he should be Bitzar and he should feel the Avelus of Yaakov. And the last Teretz is brought to Ben Yehuda that this is actually not referring to horses and donkeys, it's referring to those pushcart drivers, those people that drive horses or donkeys, and they are lowly people, and even they were misabel on Yaakov Avinu. And the Gemara continues with the story, Kivin Shegil and Maris Machpelah, when they got to Maris Machpelah, Asa Esav Kama Akiv, and Esav came and was trying to be Ma'akiv them from burying Yaakov there. As Amar Lahen, he told them, Mamre Kiris Abra Hi Chevron, the Pasuk states, this is Mamre, which is Kiris Abra, which is in Chevron, for Amar Bitzchak, Kiris Abra, the reason why it was called Kiris Abra, is because Abba Zugay Sayu, there were four peers that were able to be buried in this Ma'ura, and in this cave, Adam and Chava, Avram Visara, Yitzchak Virivka, Yaakov and Leah. And Esav therefore stated that since there's only room for eight people to be buried, you cover Leah Bididei, you already took your chalik and you buried your wife Leah there, behind the Payish Didiu, and therefore the last spot that's remaining in Maris Machpelah is mine, and you have no right to bury Yaakov Avinu over there. Amrulei Zavintai, so they responded back to Esav that you already sold this to Yaakov Avinu. Amrulehu, so Esav responded, Nehidah Zvini Bechirusa, even though it's true, I did sell him my Bechira, however, Pshutusa Mizvini, I didn't sell him as a regular child, and therefore I yashin from Yitzhak the right to have one burial spot, just like your father had a right to one burial spot. And Amrulei, so the children of Yaakov said to Esav, in that you did sell to our father, Siv, as the Pasuk tells us, when Yosef was telling over to Pari that I promised my father to bury him in Eretz Canaan, that he said, Avi Yeshbiani Lema, Hine Anechi Meis, Bekivriya Shekarisili, Be'eretz Canaan, Shamatik Breini, Va'ata Elenov, Ekbaras Avi, Vashuva, and Va'omra Biecha Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yaitzadik, and Kira Allash Mechira, when Yaakov Avinu stated Bekivriya Shekarisili, he was referring to the Keva that he bought from Esav, Shekem Bekroche Yam, Karelim Mechira Kira, in the cities that are located by the Yam. When describing a transaction, they used the term Kira, and Esav did not back down. Amulhu, and Esav said to them, Havali Garta, show me proof that your father bought it. Amulay, they said, Igata Ba'arda Mitzrayim, our proof and our deed is in Eretz Mitzrayim. And they were wondering, Uman Nazel, who will go to Eretz Mitzrayim to retrieve the deed? Nazel and Naftali, so they decided Naftali will go to Kol Kiyarosa because he was as quick as a deer. The Chsiv Naftali, Ayola Shlucha, Hanaisen Imri Shefa, and Amravo, Ravo states, Atikri Imri Shefa, Ela Imri Sefa, that in the Chanami, this is actually referring to the time when Naftali had to run back to Mitzrayim in order to bring back the Shtar Mechira and in order to bring back the deed, which would serve as proof that Yaakov Avinu bought the Maariz Machpelah from Esav. And the Gemara continues that while all this was going on and while Naftali was running back to Eretz Mitzrayim to get the deed, Hushim Brei, the Don, Tam and Hava, Hushim, the son of Don, was over there, accumulate Uday, and as we know, that Chushim was hard of hearing and he couldn't hear. So Amalhu, my high, so Chushim asked, what's going on here and why are we delaying bearing Yaakovinu? For Amalei, come Akav Hai, Ad Asin Aftalim, Ad Mitzrayim, that we have to delay because Esav is holding us back from burying our father, Yaakovinu, because we had to go and bring the deed from Eretz Mitzrayim. Amalhu, so Chushim stated, Ad Asin Aftalim, Ad Mitzrayim, Yehi Avi Abba Mutu Mitzrayim, do you think that during the time that Naftali has to run back to Mitzrayim and come back, my grandfather will have to stay and have Bezoyin and not be able to be buried? Shaka Kupa Machiaresha, and he took a stick and he hit Esav on his head, Natrin Enai, so the eyes of Esav fell out, Vinafla Akrodi Yaakov, and it fell on the knees of Yaakov. And the Gemara teaches us, Paschino Yaakov Enai, Yaakov opened up his eyes, Va'ochich, and he left, and behind the Chsiv, and regarding the story, the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Yismach Tzadik, Ki Chazan Nokom, Pa'om of Yirchach Bidam Arosha, Yaakov, who was a Tzadik, should be happy because he saw in the common Esav, and his feet will have to be washed off from the Dam of the Rasha, since the eyes of Esav fell on Yaakov's legs. And the Gemara states, at that time, there was a kiyum of the Nevuah of Rivka. At the time that Rivka told Yaakov Avinu to run away from Esav, she stated to him at the end of Pashas Toldos, Lom Eshkol Gam Shneich Mayim Echad, why should I have to lose both of you on one day? And Rivka thought that Yaakov and Esav would get into a major fight, and Yaakov and Esav would kill each other. And the Maisa Rivka stayed in Nevuah because Ba'afagav the Misos and Loi B'yem Echad Avoy, that even though they both did not die on the same exact date, their actual burial was on the same day, and the term of Lama Eshkol Gab Shnechem Yemechad can also refer to Kfura, and this Lashon of Eshkol is just like we find in Megillas Esther that Esther stated, V'chasheh Shekolti Shekolti. And the Gemara continues that scene from a Mishnah that Yosef Avinu was Zoicha to bury Yaakov, and if not for the fact that Yosef buried him, Yaakov would not have been buried. But the Gemara asks, B'lo Yosef Be Yosef, if Yosef would not have handled the Kfura of Yaakov Avinu, do you think that his brothers would not have been Isaac in the Kfura? And Rashi learns that the Gemara is actually asking two questions. Number one, Klema, Hechenichu, Achel Yosef, Litle Hashem Levada, Shal Kfura Sabiyim, that how could it be that the brothers would allow Yosef to be the one in charge of the Kfura of Yaakov and they wouldn't have involvement? As Rashi says, Vichikpaku Malayan oil, Veloy Choshaloy, Vimloy Sasibai, who, Hemloy Iskabai. In addition, do you think that if Yosef wouldn't have done so, then they wouldn't have been Isaac in the Kfura of Yaakov? But Lamaisa, we know that's not true because the Pasuk tells us, Vayisu Isaac Banov, that his children did carry him. Alma Afheim Hoya Sukim Bemasoy Vikurasai. So we see that all the Shvatim were busy carrying Yaakovinu and busy with his Kfura and Umaskonik Siv. And the end result, it says in the Pasuk, Achri Kavros Aviv, after Yosef buried his father, Tala Kasabai Shuhaya Ika Adova, that the Torah actually specifies that Yosef was the main person that was Isaac in the Kfura of Yaakovinu. And the Gemara answers Amru, that the Shvatim stated, although we will carry Yaakov up to Eretz Canaan, however, Nichu Loi, let us leave the actual Kfura to Yosef, as it is a greater covenant for Yaakov Avinu to be buried by Yosef, who's a melech, than to be buried by us. And the Mefarshim explain what the Torah states by Yisu Eitzabon of Eretz Canaan, that actually Yaakov Avinu wanted that only his children should be metapel with his actual Aron, and not even his grandchildren. And the way that they carried him was the same fashion as the Golem, and therefore all the Shvatim carried him, aside for Levi and Yosef, as Levi would ultimately carry the Aron in the future, and Yosef was the king, and therefore it was not proper for him to carry the Aron of Yaakov. And instead of Levi and Yosef, they replaced them with Menashe and Ephraim. And three of the Shvatim stood on each side of Yaakov's Aron. As we saw, Chushim actually was the one who killed Esav, and there's a famous part that even though that the other Shvatim were busy communicating and deciding what the proper thing was and what to do with Esav, and they wanted to figure out the proper legal ramifications, however, since Chushim was deaf, therefore he didn't get caught up in all those details, and immediately he felt that Yaakov was lying in a bazillion, and immediately took action and he killed Esav. Even though our Gemara says that Chushim killed Esav, however, the Tosfos Shans brings down that Yerushalmi in the first Perek of Ksubis brings down that actually Yehuda was the one who killed Esav. Therefore, he explains that Chushim hit Esav on the head, and then afterwards Yehuda finished Esav off, and Yehuda ultimately killed Esav. And in reality, both Chushim and Yehuda killed Esav. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah: Milano Gadol Mi Yosef, who was greater than Yosef by his brothers, and he took care of Yaakov, and therefore Mida Kedega Mida, Moshe, who was the greatest of Klal Yisrael, took care of the Atzmus Yosef. And the Gemara starts, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Bayu'e Kama Chavivus Mitzvahs on Moshe Rabbeinu, come and see how great was the Chavivus of Mitzvahs on Moshe Rabbeinu, Shekal Yisrael Kulnes Asku Biza, that while the entire Klal Yisrael was busy with their own money, busy with the Biza's Mitzrayim, Vehu Nesasu B'mitzvahs, and Moshe Rabbeinu busied himself by doing Mitzvahs, Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. And the Mefarshim are bothered, what are the two Mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with? And Ben Yad explains, he was busy busy with Kfuras Yosef, which was Gemilas Chesed, and he was busy with the Kima Shvua to Yosef HaTzadik. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a commandment to Klai Yisrael to go and take money from the Mitzvim, however, in a Chinami, that's a mitzvah, but of course you have to decide which mitzvah is more important. Moshe Rabbeinu stayed focused on which mitzvahs were more important. And the Gemara continues in here, so Minayin HaYedei Moshe Rabbeinu Hechon Yosef Kavar, and how did Moshe Rabbeinu know where Yosef was actually buried? The Gemara explains, Amru Serach Bas Asher Neshtarim Ha'Yosef Adar, that Serach Bas Asher was still living from the previous generation, Halach Moshe Atzla, and Moshe went to her, Amru Lo, and he said to her, Klum At Yedat Hechon Yosef Kavar, do you know where Yosef is buried? And Amru Lo, and she said to him, Orin Shomatechas Asloi Mitzvim, V'Kavu Benilas Hanar, Kadeshis Baruchu Meimov, that the Mitzvim made a coffin of metal for Yosef HaTzadik, and they place it in the Nilas in order that the water should overflow and should irrigate the fields. Halach Moshe of Amal Asfas Nilas, so Moshe went to the edge of Nilas, and Amaloi and Moshe addressed Yosef, and he said, Yosef, Yosef, Hegiya Eish, Shenid Ba Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shani Goyal Eschem, it's come the time that Kodesh Baruch Hu promised that he would take Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, V'kiya Ashvua, Sheshbat Yisrael, and it's also come the time to fulfill the Shvua that you said to Klai Yisrael, Im Atam Aratz V'chamutav, if you show yourself to me, then fine, Im Lav, and if not, Harei Anu Menukim Shvua Secha, then we're going to be Naki from Yeshua, and we don't have to keep the Shvua, Miyad Tzaf Arenu Shal Yosef, and immediately the Aron of Yosef floated to the top of Nilas, V'al Tatam, and you shouldn't wonder about this great days, Hech Bazel Tzaf, that how is it that metal could float, Shareg Siv, because the Pasuk of Malachim regarding Elisha states, V'hiya Echad Mapal HaKar, V'sa Bazel Nafal HaMayim, and then the Pasuk states, Aha Adayni V'hu Shal, V'yoyma Ishal Kim, On the Nafal, V'yirel Wasa Makim, V'yiksav Eitz, V'yashle Shama, V'yotzav HaBazel. The Pasuk tells us that there was one time when they were cutting down trees, iron from the axe of one of Elisha's Talmidim fell off and it fell into the water, and his Talmud stated to Elisha that I have a problem over here because I borrowed this axe and therefore it's going to cost me to pay it back. And Elisha asked his Talmud in what vicinity did the axe head fall, and he showed him where it fell, and Elisha then took a piece of wood and threw it in that area, and the iron of that axe floated up to the top and was floating, and therefore Baloi Dvarim Kavachayma, we have a Kavachayma Ma Elisha Talmud Shal Elio, just like Elisha who was only a Talmud of Elio, Elio Talmud Shal Moshe, and Elio was a Talmud of Moshe, Tzof Basel and Panav, and still he was able to cause that iron would float. So certainly iron could float for Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Pashas, when the Gemara states Elio Talmud Shal Moshe, that Elio was a Talmud of Moshe, it's because Pinchas Zu Elio, and of course Pinchas was a Talmud of Moshe. However, Rashi states Talmud Shal Moshe, Velosha Lomim Piv, Elio didn't learn from Moshe, El Teirosha Shal Moshe, Lomdul Elio, the Torah of Moshe was taught to Elio. And the Gemara continues with a different version of the story. Rab Nassan states, "Bekavin Shemalachim Hayakova," that Yosef HaTzadik was actually buried in the catacombs of the kings of Mitzrayim. And this was like the royal burial grounds of the kings of Mitzrayim and of the paros of Mitzrayim. And since there were many paros that were buried in one catacomb, so Halach Moshe va'Amar al-Kavin Shemalachim. So Moshe Rabbeinu went over there, and Amar, and he said, "Yosef Higia Eis Shenid Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shani Goyel Aschem." That it's come the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu promised that he would be Goyel Klai Yisrael, V'Gia Shvua Sheshbat Yisrael. And it's also come to time for us to fulfill the Shvua that he caused Klai Yisrael to swear and to remember to take out your bones. If you show yourself fine, and if not, then we're going to be cleansed from the Shvua and we won't have to keep the Shvua. And at that moment, the Aron of Yosef shook, and therefore he realized that's the Aron of Yosef. Not the Moshe Rabbeinu Etzloi. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Aron Shal Yosef together with him, and B'chol Eis and Shanim Shahi Yisrael with Midbar, and all the years that Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, Hoshnei Arenis Halalu, that there were two Arenis together with Klai Yisrael, Echad Shal Meis, one of Yosef, who was a dead body, the Echad Shal Shchina, and one was the Aron HaKadosh, which held the Luchais, which was the Shchina, Mahalchad Zemzeh, and they traveled together by Ivrim Mishav and Imrim, and people that would see this would say, Mativ and Shoshnei Arenis Halalu, what is the story and the status of these two Arenis that Klai Yisrael travels with, and Amul Lahem, and they would tell them, Echad Shal Meis, Echad Shal Shchina, one is of Yosef HaTzadik, and one is of the Shchina. And they would then ask, V'chidak Shal Meis, Lahalchim Shchina, does it make sense that the Shchina should travel together with the corpse? It doesn't seem the proper honor to give to the Shchina. And the Gemara states, the Amru, that they told that person to ask this question, and we continue on, Daf Yud Gimel Beis, Kayim Zeh, Kol Masha Kasa Bezeh, that Yosef HaTzadik was Mekayim everything that it says in the Torah, and therefore it's proper for him to be traveling alongside the urn that carried the Luchais. Before we continue, let's just point out a few different points. Number one, the Ben Yada asked that why the Gemara asked, Minayin Hayyadeh Moshe Rabbeinu Hechin Yosef Kavar, how did Moshe know where Yosef was buried, if maybe, just like he had Nevuah about other things, he had Nevuah regarding this, or maybe he asked older people. Said we understand this from the Gemara that states that Kol Yisrael Kulnis asku b'biza v'hu nisasku b'mitzvus, and therefore it was mashma that he was actually oisik in this mitzvah, and it wasn't something that was so easy for him to do, and he actually had to figure out where Yosef's Aron was actually buried. Also points out that this was done through Serach Bas Osher specifically. Serach Bas Osher was the one who revealed to Yaakov Avinu that Oid Yosef Chai, that Yosef is still alive, and therefore she was also the one that revealed the makom of the Aron of Yosef. Just like when she revealed that Yosef was alive, it actually saved Klai Yisrael as they were able to get away from the hunger. And over here, once Moshe had the Atzmus Yosef, they were able to go through the Yamsuf, as the pasuk says that Hayom Ra Vayonis Ma Ra Ra Arenu Shel Yosef, and Bischus the Arenu of Yosef. That's how the Yidden crossed the Yamsuf, and that's why we have Kriyas Yamsuf Ayin Sham. And Rashi at the top of your Gemara Beis explains that when the Gemara says Kaim Zeh Kol Masha Kosev Bezeh, the Gemara means literally that Yosef at Tzadik was Mekayim all the Aseres Adibris. And Rashi goes through a few examples that says in the Luchos Anoicha Hashem Elokecha, and Yosef at Tzadik said to his brothers Hasachas Elokim Anoichi. And Rashi continues that the second of the Aseres Adibris is Lo Yilcha, and Yosef at Tzadik says Halakim Ani Yarei, and the Luchos says Lo Sisa, and Yosef says Chei Parei, and the Luchos says Zachas Yom Shabbos, and Yosef says If a Tavoich Tachvech Vahachin Ve'in Zel Yom Shabbos, then that was on Shabbos. V'chino Oima V'chino Aseshiviu, and this is true of all Aseres Adibris. And the Ben Yehuda brings that he actually was definitely stringent on two of the Aseres Adibris, as we know the seventh of the Aseres Adibris is Lo Sinaf, and Yosef kept away from Eshes Petifar, and he wouldn't be mezana with her. And the fifth of the Aseres Adibris is Kabbalas Avicha, and we know the way he stayed away from Eshes Petifar was because he saw Yaakov Avinu and he saw the Musta Yuknei Shel Aviv. And the Ben Yehuda brings a remez that the Gemara says Kayim Zeh, which is Zayin Hey, the seventh and the fifth of the Aseres Adibris. The Gemara continues, V'li Osuk Bei Moshe Yisrael Le'avim Ma'aske Bei. Do you think that if Moshe Rabbeinu would not have been Isaac in the Arena Shel Yosef, that Klai Yisrael would not have been Isaac in the Arena Shel Yosef? V'ksivas Asmus Yosef Shehal Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim Kovr B'Shchem. That the end result was that even though Moshe Rabbeinu died before bringing the Asmus Yosef into Eretz Canaan, Lemaisa Klai Yisrael brought the Asmus Yosef into Eretz Canaan, and therefore, why do we say this great Megala that Moshe Rabbeinu did this? And as Rashi says, it's once again two questions. Klima Hey Chanichu Yisrael Lemaisa Asuk by Levadai V'chi Loi Chosh L'Shvua V'mlan Asuk by Moshe Loi Ohayim Misaskin. You think that he would not be Misasik, but we know that that's not true. And the Gemara continues and asks another question. Visu, I'll ask you another question. Eloi Askebe Yisrael, Banav Loi Misaskebe, if even the rest of the Shvatim would not have been Isaac in the Atzmus Yosef, do you think that the children of Yosef would not have been Isaac in it? But we know that that is not true because Vaksiv, the Pasuk states, Vayul B'nei Yosef L'Nachla, that the children of Yosef actually buried Yosef in their Nachla. As Rashi says, Alma B'nachlosim Kavru, the Chavav Ha'yoleim, that it was Chavav to them, and therefore, of course, they wouldn't have been Isaac in Atzmus Yosef. So what's the great Megala of Moshe Rabbeinu doing so? And the Gemara answers, Amru Hanichu Lo Kfeid B'mru Ben Yosef Mu'atan, as Shevet Yosef said, that we would rather that all of Klai Yisrael have a part in burying our father, and we shouldn't do so by ourselves, as this would be a greater covenant for Yosef. And while Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive, Amru Hanichu Lo Kfeid B'gdeilim Yosef Mu'atanim, so the rest of Klai Yisrael said, we won't be Isaac in the Atzmus Yosef while Moshe is alive, and Moshe Rabbeinu should do so, as this will be a greater covenant for the Atzmus Yosef. And the Gemara continues that the Pasuk in Yeshua tells us that Atzmus Yosef Asher Halu Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim Kavru B'Shem B'Chelkas Asad Asher Konin Yaakov Meis Bnei Chamorah V'Yishchem B'Meyek Kesita V'Yilu Bnei Yosef L'Nachla. And the Gemara asks Maishna B'Shem, why they dafka buried Atzmus Yosef in Shem? And the Gemara answers Amar B'Chamor B'China Mishchem Ganvua, since he was stolen away from Shem, as the Pasuk tells us when Yaakov Avinu sent him to find the brothers V'Yishalcheru Me'im Chevron V'Yavishchem. Therefore, when they came to bury him Ulushchem Nachsa V'Dasai and to Shem, they returned the Aveda and they made sure to return Yosef to the same place that he was taken from. And the Gemara continues, Kasher Korei Adadi, L'chair we have a steer in the Pesukim, Ksiv, as it says in Pashas Boyd, Vayikach Moshes Asmus Yosef Imai, and Viksiv, and then the Pasuk in Yeshua states, Ves Asmus Yosef Ashehalu B'nei Yisrael, that the Klai Yisrael brought it out of Mitzrayim. So Amar B'chamam B'chrinah, Kla Yisrael Dov V'loin Gomru, Bo'ach V'gomru, Ma'alav HaKosav Asher Gomru Ki Laso. That this teaches us that although Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that started to take the Atzmus Yosef, and he started the mitzvah, but since he didn't complete it, and then someone else comes and completes the mitzvah, the Torah considers the one who completes the mitzvah as the one who did the entire mitzvah. Rebbe Elazar states, that even will remove him from any greatness that he already had. Chsiv, as the pasuk b'negei Yehuda states, that Yehuda wanted to save Yosef, and he said, Ma betza kinara gesachinu, and immediately after Mechiras Yosef, the pasuk states, v'hiba isahi v'yayud Yehuda, that at that time Yehuda went down. We see because he didn't complete the mitzvah of saving Yosef, therefore he lost his shorah, and he lost his position by the brothers. And Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni Amar, Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni adds, af kayve ishtu ubanav, that he'll even have to bury his wife and his children, and they will die. The Chsiv, as it says in the pasuk, but he gave Yehuda, that Thomas Bashua, Ishis Yehuda, the Ksiv, and it also says, Vayomis Ervoinon, that his children also died. And Rashi points out, when the Gemara said, this will happen and occur from Shemayim to a person who starts a mitzvah and doesn't complete it. Elam kein nenes k'moisha shemis be'yadin. And of course, it did not apply to Moshe Rabbeinu, since the only reason why he did not complete burying the Atzmus Yosef was because he never went into Eretz Yisrael, and that was an oinus because Moshe Rabbeinu died. And the Gemara continues, Amar Yehudim Rav, and Priman Nikri Yosef at Somais b'chayav. Why is it that even though Yosef was still alive, that the Torah refers to Yosef's body as Atzmus Yosef? And the Gemara says this was an oinus because he was Micha on the cover of his father, the Kamri Le, because while his brothers were talking to him, while they did not know that he was Yosef, and they kept saying, Abdecha Avinu, that he's servant to our father, Vlei Amlu, Vlei Midi, and immediately he should have cried out, and he should have said, you shouldn't call him my Eved, as it was not respectful, and since he didn't do so, therefore there was this Oynish, even during his lifetime, the Torah refers to Yosef as Atzmus Yosef, and the Mefarshim are bothered that this point would be an excellent point if the Torah was actually the only one that referred to Atzmus Yosef. However, Yosef himself also referred to his body as Atzmus Yosef, and l'chayr it's a bit shver to understand why that would be considered Oynish if Yosef himself referred to it as Atzmus Yosef. And the Gemara continues, why is it that Yosef died prior to his brothers? And they explain, because Yosef was a melech, and as the Mishnah states, in Masechtas Aves, v'harishos mekaveres as balel. And the Gemara continues and discusses the pasuk in Vayeshev where Yosef was brought to Mitzrayim, and the pasuk says, v'yosef hud Mitzrayim, Am Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar teach us, atikri hured, you should not read it that he was brought down, elahayrid, he brought people down, shahayrid, it's tadni pari megdulasai, because by him going down to Mitzrayim, he caused that the astrologers of Pari would actually lose their gedula, as at a later point, when Pari needed someone to interpret his dreams, he was the one that was able to interpret them, v'him leyadu lepaisai, and they were not able to interpret his dreams. And after the pasuk states, v'yosef hud Mitzrayim, the pasuk continues and says, v'ikneo petifa sris Pari, saratabachim ish Mitzri, miyad ha'ishpeilam asher udu shama. And the Gemara explains, Am Rav states, shekonel atzmai, that Petifa bought Yosef in order to have Mishkav Zachar for him, and even though Petifa was already a Saris, as the Pasuk says, Suris Pari, however, Bagavriel opirei, but Gavriel came and made it even worse, and caused him to lose all features of a Zachar. And the Gemara brings a riot to this, mikarek siv Petifa, because originally it says that he was Petifa Suris Pari, v'lubesayf Petifera, and later on the Pasuk says, v'yikur Pari shem Yosef safsub aneyach, v'yitlinis asnas bas Petifera, koyin oin li'isha, v'yetzi Yosef al aretz Mitzrayim. And the Lashon of Petifera is a Lashon of Puro, and you see that Gavriel actually castrated him. And the Gemara continues, Mi lana gadol Moshe, who is greater than Moshe, who is Isaac with Yosef, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu eventually was Isaac with the Kvura of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara brings a pasuk in Dvarim that states, Vayeme Hashem Elai, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, Rav Lach, that your tefillos are enough, and I won't listen. And Amar Rab Levi explains, B'Rav Bisa, B'Rav Bisru, that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the Lashon Rav Lach when discussing Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos is because Moshe Rabbeinu also used the Lashon of Rav Lach when discussing Klai Yisrael as B'Rav Bisa, Rav Lachem, since Moshe Rabbeinu said to Adas Kerech, Rav Lachem b'nei Levi, and therefore B'Rav Bisru, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu also stated Rav Lach when he gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Besura that he would not go into Eretz Yisrael. And this is the way Rashi learns our Gemara, as Rashi says, V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakikam hatzadikim k'chud ha'sayra v'nenesh b'isamida, and this was a negative. However, the Ben Yehuda actually learns this Gemara as a positive, and this was a ma'ila, as Moshe didn't say Dai Lachem, and he used the term Rav Lachem, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida k'neged mida gave him this positive aspect, and he said Rav Lach instead of saying Dailach. And the Gemara continues with another pshat, Dava Acha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Lach, Rav Yeshlecha Umana Yeshua, that he was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that you have a Rebbe at this point, and there's another king that is now taking over, and that is Yeshua. And as Rashi says, Higil Machusa Shel Yeshua, Ve'im Machus Negas Bechavarasa. The Gemara continues with the third idea, Dava Acha, Rav Lach, Shel Yemer Rav, Kamakosha V'talma Kamasavin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that it's enough, and you can't daven any longer, because if so, people will say that look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Rebbe, who's very difficult, and the Talmud is so patient, and he's trying to go and convince the Rebbe to let him go into Eretz Yisrael, and he's not allowing it. And the Gemara asks, V'chol kach lama, and why is it this way? The Gemara explains, Tanu V'Rabbi Shmuel, L'fum gam l'shichna, that based on the camel, that is the amount of the load that you put on the camel, and therefore, since Moshe Rabbeinu was such a great tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was medaktik yimai k'chud ha'sayra, and that's why he received this ancient, even though for most people, these would not be such great averis. And the Gemara continues and discusses the pasuk in Devarim and Perek Lam and Aleph, when Moshe Rabbeinu was about to die, Moshe tells Klai Yisrael, V'yayim aleim, b'mei v'esem shana, nechei ayayim, le'ucha lo'i, latzis v'lovei, v'ashem amai lai, And the Gemara points out, there was no purpose of stating the word Hayom. Therefore, we learn out that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that today is my birthday and I complete 120 years. And this teaches us that Kadosh Baruch Hu completes the years of a tzaddik from day to day and from month to month. And this is based on a pasuk, the chsiv, as the pasuk states, es mispa yumecha amalei. And the Gemara continues, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't come out and I can't go in. And the Gemara asks, my losses for love, what does this mean? If you're going to tell me this means a physical coming in and going out, but the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 years old when he died, and he didn't lose any physical attributes at that point. And it says in pasuk, that Moshe went up from Avis Mayav to Hanavai. The Tanya will enter Brisa, there were 12 steps that were there. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu was on his last day, he still had all his physical strength and he was able to jump over the 12 steps in one jump. And Amar Shmuel Machmini, Amar Benison, lots of love, but retire. What it means over here is that Moshe Rabbeinu realized that at this point he doesn't have the koyach to be Isaac and Terry as he was before. And Milaman, and this teaches us that some part of the Shari Chachma was closed up in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam points out that even though Moshe Rabbeinu really should have kept his strength until the end of his lifetime, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this great nice in order that Moshe Rabbeinu should be able to give over the Gedula to Yeshua and do so comfortably. And the Gemara continues in Dash in the Pasuk that says, Vayayim Hashem HaMoshe Hinkar Yomecha Lomos Kras Yeshua V'Yisatzvah Ba'il Mayid V'atzavenu Vayilich Moshe V'Yeshua V'Yisatzvah Ba'il Mayid. And Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Yisra Shabbos Shal Daya Zugi Haisa, that this was the Shabbos that there were two leaders, Nitla Rishus Mizev and Nitla Zer, and the Rishus was taken over from Moshe Rabbeinu and was given to Yeshua. And as Rashi says, Shnei Zugeish Shnei Chaveirim Hayu B'Tchilas Hayom LaMoshe, the beginning of the day belonged to Moshe, V'Seif LeYeshua, and the end of the day belonged to Yeshua. And the Gemara continues, Tani will learn to Brisa Amar Yehuda Molim Mikra Kosev Yafshel Oimrei. If not for the fact that Torah states this, we would not be able to say it on our own. Heicha Moshe Meis B'Chelka Shuruvein, that where did Moshe die? In the Chelak of Ruvin, the Chsiv Vayal Moshe Ma'avis Moyev Al Hanavoy V'Nevoy B'Chelka Shuruvein Kaimoy. And we know that Nevoy is in the Chelak of Ruvin. Chsiv, as the pasuk says, Ubnei Ruvin Bano Es Cheshbon Ves Alole Ves Kiriyasayim Ves Nevoy Ves Bal Ma'ayin. And therefore we see clearly that Nevoy was in the Chelak of Ruvin. V'Heicha Moshe Kavah B'Chelka Shel God. And we know that Moshe was buried in the Chelak of God, as the pasuk states, Vayar Reishis Loi Kisham Chalkas Mechaykik Sofon. So we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, who is considered a Mechaykik, he was buried in the Chelak of God, as it says that he was softened there, that he was hidden away in the Chelak of God. The Gemara continues, Mechalka Shel Ruvin, Hachalka Shel God, Kamehavi, and from the Chelak of Ruvin until the Chelak of God, how far apart are they? Abba Milan is 4 mil, and therefore, Isan Abba Milan, Mihalichai, who took Moshe Rabbeinu, those 4 mil, and brought him from the place where he died to the place of the Kvura, Melamed Shei Moshe Mutal B'Kamfi Shechina. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was actually in the hands and the arms of the Shechina, and Malach HaSharis Oimim, and the Malach HaSharis was saying a hesped about Moshe Rabbeinu, that Tzidkas Hashem also Mishpato V'Misrael, that he went and carried out all the tzedakis of Hashem and all of Hashem's mitzvot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Miyakum Liyim Reim, who will stand up for me against the people that are doing bad, and who will give them Musa, and Miyisiasiv Liyim Payali Oven, and who will stand up for me against the people that are doing bad. Shmuel Amen. Shmuel states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hesped was as follows, Mika Chacham Miyadeh Peshadava, who is like this smart person, referring to Moshe. And as Rashi explains, Shiyadeh Last of Shara Bein Yu Bein Bini, that Moshe Rabbeinu knew a way to resolve machlekes between me and between my children. Rabbi Yechon says that the hesped was from Iyuv, as the pasuk says, HaChachma Me'ayin Timatzei, that Chachma comes from the person who thinks that he's nothing and is a great onav. Rabbi Nachman says, Kadosh Baruch Hu's hesped was by Yom Hashem Moshe, and we read it as if it says, Vaymeis, that woe is to me that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Some loyin, who was either a Chacham, or as Taisa says, it was a Malach, he said the hesped was by Yom Hashem Moshe, that Moshe died, Safru Rabbi Yisrael, who was the great Tam Chacham of Klai Yisrael. Tanya will enter Breiser, Rabbi Lazar Gadol Eimer, Shnei Masa Mil, Kenegah Machli Yisrael, that there was 12 mil by 12 mil, which was Kenegah Machli Yisrael, and Baskel Mashmir Va'Eimer, and it was Baskel that came out, and it was heard in this 12 square mil area. Baskel said, by Yom Hashem Moshe, Safru Rabbi Yisrael, the Yeshemim, and some say, Loi Mes Moshe, that Moshe actually never died, as Ksiv Hacha Vayom Hashem, and it says over here that he died over there, with Ksiv Hasam Vayisham and Hashem, that Moshe was together with Hashem during the 40 days and the 40 nights that he went up to Mimakabal Torah, Ma'al Alon, Oimim Mishamish, that just like over there, he wasn't dead, and he went up to Shemayim, and he was standing, was being Mishamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afkan Oimim Mishamish, so even at this point, Moshe Rabbeinu never died, and he's actually in Shemayim, and being Mishamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we will stop over here.